Welcome to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber, right here on FM 95.9, AM 1480 WSAR.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber, and we are doing the Education Spotlight today. And we are very happy to have with us two very special guests from our sponsor, Bay Coast Bank. John McMahon, the Senior Vice President of Community Engagement, and Lucy Ribello, the Assistant Vice President of Financial Literacy. And this is going to be a really great conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mike. We appreciate it.
Glad
to be here.
Well, as I said, I'm excited to have you guys here. The Chamber has worked for, I've been with the Chamber for 6 years, and we've worked with Bay Coast Bank for a lot longer than that.
A huge supporter of your organization, yeah, 100%, and the educational programming that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're sponsors of this program, exactly.
Yeah, we're very grateful for everything the Bay Coast does for us and for the community, and it's really exciting, just the concept of education and the bank's support of education in our communities is just fantastic, and we will get into that, but I really just want to thank you guys for everything that the bank does, especially in the education world. It's a lot of fun, and it's really exciting stuff. So can you tell us a little bit about the bank, its history and its mission and all that kind of fun stuff?
Yeah, I can get into it a little bit. We're a long-standing community bank. We've been in business for over 170 years here in Massachusetts and southeastern Rhode Island. We have a full suite of banking products and services to service all the personal and business banking needs of our community, along with a mortgage company to support the mortgage needs of our local homeowners, investment options for those looking to plan for their future, and insurance options. Bay Coast Insurance provides some great insurance solutions for our customers. So really a full suite, not necessarily just banking, but we have ancillary products and services that genuinely can help and benefit our customers and our community. And I always like to start with the mission of the organization, and that is to provide exceptional service and solutions for our community. And nowhere in there, Mike, does it mention the fact that we are a financial services organization, provide exceptional service and solutions for our community. And that, of course, was done intentionally because we think community banking kind of transcends banking products and services, and it extends into the community in the forms of charitable giving, of supporting educational programming like this, volunteerism in our community, and of course why we're here today, you know, financial literacy, as it's Financial Literacy Month here in April. So that's a little about Bay Coast. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. So the bank displays the logos of FDIC and NDIF or DIF. Can you tell us what those are and maybe what the differences are?
Yeah, sure. So we're a federally insured institution by the FDIC, and the FDIC insures all banking deposits up to $250,000. We also have the Depositors Insurance Fund, which insures deposits over $250,000 at Bay Coast Bank. So, and combines coverage for all deposits that customers have. They're from 1 cent to $1 million and over. All your deposits are insured at Bay Coast Bank, in addition to that limit of $250,000 for the FDIC. So, and actually really one of the great benefits of banking with a community bank, DIF insurance is carried by community banks in the large part, and really does separate us from the larger institutions.
I only really learned in depth about DIF until maybe a year or so ago.
Well, exactly, right. When we had the challenges in regional banking, mm-hmm. and it really did kind of shine a light on the insurances associated with our deposit products, as some of these institutions didn't manage their balance sheet quite appropriately. And really, DIF insurance was highlighted from that respect, and really did, I think, kind of highlight the benefits, like I said, of community banking and the fact that we do carry additional insurance over that FDIC limit. And that does separate us, like I said, from the larger institutions, the Bank of America's, the Santander's out there. So just one more benefit to banking with a community bank.
Definitely, because I know we had that question and we got it answered very quickly, and we're okay, great.
Yeah, I think we were screaming it from the rooftops, you know, last year about this time when we had those regional bank failures, and I think a lot of community banks were doing that same thing to kind of highlight the safety and security of banking locally.
So. Yeah, and you still see it occasionally. I see it in the mornings on my way into the office on on the billboard.
Yeah, it's still relevant, I think. Yeah, it's 100% still relevant out there. People just genuinely are concerned from a financial perspective, continuing as we kind of see the economic climate in this country kind of be a little uncertain, mm-hmm. Heading into an election year as well. Definitely the DIF insurance adds an added level of protection for our customers, 100%. Yeah.
I think it's important. So Baycoast provides its customers with a lot more than just banking services. Is that correct?
We have a full suite of financial products and services. In addition to just standard banking services, we have a state-of-the-art and industry-leading mobile app and internet banking product and solution for our customers. But mortgage, as I mentioned before, we have a mortgage company, an insurance company that can support the insurance needs of both personal and business customers, and an investment arm. Plymouth Investment Advisors really is a great opportunity, or provides great opportunity for customers to really get a full suite of banking products and services, not just necessarily for today, but to also plan for their future, to plan for their children's education. Yeah. Now that we're talking about education,
yes.
Plymouth Investment Advisors is a great institution to have those conversations with and explore the best options available.
Yeah, save now.
I think that's the key, right? You have three that just kind of made their way through college. I'm sure you're still paying for that.
Oh, we are. Yes, we are. We remind the kids of that occasionally.
Yeah, every now and then.
But
right?
Not all of them, but yeah, we still do. So Baycoast is well known for its strong support of education. And can you elaborate?
Yes, I can. So in fact, they're so supportive of it, they created a job for financial literacy. They've never had it before. This is the first time that they've ever created this type of job. We were always involved in education, but they just didn't have a central location for it. There was a lot of different components. So now they centralized it, and that's where I come in. So I go out into the community and I teach people about education, and we offer it free to our community, and it's for young learners all the way up to adult learners and beyond. And we offer it in multiple languages. We offer, of course, in English, Portuguese, and Spanish.
That's fantastic. And I know when I first came to the Chamber, it was about 6 years ago, and I remember the team and our board, when I was in the hiring process, telling me how important the Education Committee was to the Chamber. And I kind of said, okay. And... it hadn't really registered until I really got here. And then I sat down very early on in the process of my getting to know board members and folks. And I sat down with Nick Crist.
Sure.
And
yeah, that's where it's driven from.
Sure. Yeah. And he really was the original driver, pushing us.
Agreed. And he says it on a regular basis. He'll say it if he ever came on this show as well. But he believes, and we believe at Baycoast Bank, that education really is the primary economic driver of any community. And it does lead to not only financial success, but professional success and generational success. And I think that's really why Nick and Baycoast have been committed for such a long time, and will continue to be into the future.
Yeah. And that's important. And I think that's important for our audience to really understand, is that it really does come from the top of the bank, that Nick really believes in it and the board believes in it. And he has always said to me, whatever we do in the education space, we need to make sure we're moving the needle.
Sure.
And I quote that all the time now. but it is important, because a lot of people say, why is the Chamber so involved in education? And of course, our answer is, well, the learners, regardless of whether it's early childhood or it's higher ed or anywhere in the middle, the learners are our workers.
Yeah, I think it comes back to that concept of education being the primary economic driver of
exactly.
any community, and that's exactly what the Chamber is here for, and exactly mm-hmm. what you do on a daily basis, drive the economic success of the South Coast, in particular, our small section of the state here in Fall River and New Bedford. And that's exactly the concept that Baycoast believes in. So the bigger, the better the education, the more significant the educational opportunities, the more successful we will all be. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So Lucy, can you tell us a little bit more about the financial literacy program?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer a free online financial literacy program to local schools and educators through our partner, Bonsai, which is a nationally recognized education program. It's designed from K to 12 students, and it's an engaging program. And it teaches kids all aspects. It teaches them how to budget, saving for college. It teaches them about how to use a credit card responsibly. And also it has a number of calculators that people can use so that, you know, if there's any, you know, you can actually plug in your information. It'll give you a scenario and it'll help you out in all different types of phases in your life.
And that, I'll add, you know, from because you mentioned educators, directors and executives of community organizations, social service organizations, I would encourage them to reach out to Bay Coast Bank. Reach out to Lucy directly. Reach out to our financial literacy department and talk about how we might be able to add, you know, immediate value to their existing programming from an financial education perspective. That's exactly what Lucy does on a regular basis. She does an amazing job delivering that information. And we think about education only in schools, but I think there's a lot of community organizations that would like or have partnered with us in the past and really can help the folks that they're serving on a daily basis. So, yeah, I would encourage them to reach out and have
what I've seen, yeah. And I think that we here can totally relate to this, is things are just so expensive. When you go grocery shopping, I know I'm spending $100 more every time I go grocery shopping. So your pay hasn't gone up as much as everything else has. So I think that having people know that we're in the same boat and we've experienced the same situation, and let's all try to help one another. And when we have these workshops, it's really us learning from one another. I'm learning from them, and they're hopefully learning a little bit from me. But we're all learning that we're all in the same boat and we all need help. And we just need to know, what is it that we can do to help one another out?
What are the kind of out-of-the-box challenges that you hear from people as you're, you know, you say you're learning from others as you go along? What are some of the kind of out-of-the-box challenges that you might hear that you, you know, that you don't necessarily expect, or maybe it just comes at you from a different perspective?
It's how overwhelmed they are and how it's so easy to ignore the bills when they come in. So that's, to me, that's, you know, a little heartbreaking, mm-hmm. because I don't know how to fix that. So what I try to say is just concentrate on one thing at a time. Just move slowly and try to negotiate with people. People want, banks want you, want them to succeed. We don't want anyone to fail. Anyone who's lending don't want them to fail. So I think always reaching out for the help is important, and so, you know, that's what I would say.
Okay, we'll take our first break, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community, and One South Coast Chamber.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, and it's great to be back with John McMahon and Lucy Ribello from Bay Coast Bank, our host and sponsors today. We're actually our sponsors every week, but so thank you. So during the break, we had just kind of started to talk a little bit about what you guys are calling a new program that's coming up, a Right Start program.
The Right Start Spending and Savings Account will be launched in the very, very near future. We're kind of excited about this. Look forward to sharing those details with our customers and our community. It's specifically targeted towards children in the, you know, from the age of 6 to the age of 17. And it allows them access to a debit card and online banking with parental supervision, of course. and the product is very exciting because it's integrated with financial literacy. So through their online banking account, these children will have the opportunity to complete financial literacy modules, as Lucy mentioned, through the Bonsai program. That teach them life lessons. They start, and it's age appropriate, of course. So I'm in the testing phase right now with my son. My son's 7, and we logged on to his account just the other night, went through a couple of the bonsai modules. They're reasonable in that 3 to 5 minute range, and there's a handful of them, and there's this concept of learning to earn. So Bay Coast will actually be incentivizing these children to go through and complete these modules. We'll be depositing money in their account as they complete them, and it's just really a great way to highlight the importance of money management, and the importance of saving, and then of course as they age, the importance of, as Lucy mentioned, having a good credit score, the importance of saving for your retirement as they age into that, to the late teens. So it really is a dynamic learning experience that will kind of match the children's age and where they are at their learning level. So really excited about it. I, as mentioned, we're in the testing phase. I'm just going through it right now, and I love the integration. I think it's really, really great. My son actually used his debit card as a 7-year-old for the first time just yesterday, and we went in and intentionally kind of bought gum with him so he could use the card and understand how it works. Went back to our house, logged into the internet banking site, and saw that debit. We saw the money come out of his account, and he had the gum, and we kind of made that connection. It's really interesting because I think from his perspective, and we talk about this at the bank, that is the new balancing of a checkbook, really, mm-hmm. right? So the concept of balancing a checkbook has changed a little mm-hmm. bit since I was a kid and I first had my first account. And really that online experience is most likely how he's going to be doing his banking in the future. So making that connection of using the card and seeing the money come out of his account, in addition to the savings lesson plans that are encouraging him to put money in his account and save for the future, it really is a holistic, you know, kind of, like I said, dynamic learning opportunity for kids from a money management perspective. Really excited about the launch of that in the near future. And of course, we'll be singing that from the rooftops when it is live. So excited about that, Mike.
That sounds like an excellent program.
We also want them to get into a good savings habit. So let's talk about the change. Let's make those deposits. I always encourage them to make a deposit once a month and see and look at the online banking and watch your balance grow. And I'm hoping that they'll be able to look at that and really encourage themselves to continue to save. So when we're having these lessons, we want to make sure that I really want to teach the value of savings more than the spending part. So that's just me.
That's
my side of it.
That's
only because they're going to be spending for the rest of their lives.
Spending is the easy part, right?
It really is easy to spend. But I really want, I always say, I want you to be addicted to seeing your money grow. I want you to be addicted to making those deposits and even change. Like if you come in with 10 cents, the bank isn't going to say no. They want your money. It doesn't matter how much you give us. We're going to say, thank you so much. Come again tomorrow. So we just want to encourage small change matters. Small change adds up to dollars. Dollars adds up to millions of dollars. So that's something that we want to encourage while we're also offering this program.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I'll just add that we do have an integrated calculators and savings tools where these children can say, all right, if you have a goal of $250 and you put $5 away every single week, how long will it take you to get there? And right. I think that making that connection to saving for a goal or as you mentioned, consistency of saving on a regular basis, I think is really just a great value that this product adds. And it's really important to creating good financial habits for the future. You know, and education, as we mentioned, is the primary economic driver of any community. So we're hoping this product can help start at a very young age.
Well, it's great to see the bank making changes and adding programs like that, because I know, like you had mentioned, this is the new way to balance your checkbook.
Yeah. Sure.
Well,
yeah.
Out of my 3 kids who are all adults, the youngest never had a checkbook. And even when he was in college and, you know, I said, you should have a checkbook. And he was, well, what do I need a checkbook for?
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, everything in their life is done online or through the card.
It has changed, yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of competition out there from community banks, from fintech organizations that are just basically online. And I'll just like to say that, you know, I think community banking, or specifically Bay Coast Bank, has the best of both worlds. So you have the opportunity to come into a branch and see us. But we have industry-leading online applications and mobile applications mm-hmm. that can help do their banking, in addition to really great products that encourage saving and learning from a really young age. So I think while I understand the electronic nature of the way banking's going, I think there's a nice opportunity to bank with an organization like us, a community bank, where you can have personal connections as well, in addition to those great products that are going to help you be as efficient as possible with your banking. So,
yeah, I agree, but I will tell you, he learned the value of the personal connections when we were still up in upstate New York at the time.
Sure.
But when he went to buy a car, and he learned the value of the personal connections because, you know, all of a sudden you go in and you want to get the car loan, and he was like, financially he was fine, mm-hmm. but he had no relationship, no point of reference, so I took him in. We went in, and when we sat down with the people that I banked with, and it was fine.
Sure.
You know, it worked out. But the, you know, as we walked away, he was like, you know what, Dad, he says, now I see what you're talking about.
Sure.
Now he's
yeah.
like, you can talk to these people and they know who you are, they know what you do. And they, you know, they knew of me, but they had never met me or anything like that. And,
sure.
you know, fortunately, my money was in that bank. And so they could see it and it was all there. But like, I wouldn't have known what to do.
What we normally say is, especially the younger generation that we're seeing, they're opening up these accounts. That's the only time we're going to see them.
Right.
Other than that, because there's so many convenient options out there. There's the app. There's the online banking. So really, we're not seeing them. And they can even complete an application online. So they don't even need to go to the branches. Mm-hmm. So we don't really see them. But I always say, come to the bank because we really like to talk to you. And, you know, and it helps fill up the time, too.
Well, you can educate, especially young people. You can educate them and say, these are the three options, and these are the difference between three options. Mm-hmm. If it's like if they're going for a car loan, you can teach them and say, look, these are the things you should consider. Yep. And I can tell you, and you'll learn this someday, John. They need to hear it from others.
Yeah, they do.
The
other benefit about going to the bank is, let's say that you have all of your money in a savings account. There are other options out there for you. And we really want to make the most out of your money. So we'll talk to them about all the different financial options out there, whether it be investments or CDs or money market accounts.
Right.
There's other options other than a savings and a checking.
Yeah.
So we want to educate them. And we want them to be successful.
But I think
we need to take a break.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. But you can tell we're a little passionate about this.
I appreciate it, Mike.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community, and One South Coast Chamber.
Welcome back. I'm Mike O'Sullivan from One South Coast Chamber, and I'm joined by John McMahon and Lucy Ribello from Bay Coast Bank, our sponsors of Education Spotlight. And just before the break, we were kind of on a very passionate roll talking about banking in general, and which was kind of fueled by the Bonze program and the Right Start program that you guys have in testing.
Yeah, you were referencing how your son, does all of his banking on his phone, but then needed a car loan and had to go into a branch and needed some support from that perspective. And I think that's exactly the point of the Right Start checking account in particular, and the financial literacy department in particular, and what Lucy does on a daily basis is to provide some of that education before it's needed, and to understand that process at a younger age before it comes down to it. We were talking in the break very, very briefly about the concept of how decisions that you make when you're a younger person in your 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old range can impact you in the future if it does impact your credit score. And when you need to borrow money to buy a car or borrow money to buy your first home, sometimes your credit score can be impacted by some decisions you made as a younger adult before you knew exactly what the value of a good credit score was, as an example. And I think that's really a lot of the value that Lucy brings to the table and her department brings to the table. It really puts these ideas in front of children at an earlier age so they can understand how it will impact them going forward and how they can best position themselves to be successful financially in the future. So, yeah.
Lucy, what's the youngest age group you've worked with?
Oh, I've worked with a really young group, probably... I would have to say the third graders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just talk. And actually, I don't know if you guys remember this. There was Massachusetts used to have Savings Make Sense program.
And I do remember that.
And we would go out into the classroom, and it was fourth grade, and we would talk about the different types of money, bartering in the beginning, and then we just evolve and talk more in general terms with them, but they were very receptive to it. So I don't think it's ever too early. And I always say, once you first introduce your child to money, you should be really having that conversation with them. So I would say, when you give them, when the tooth fairy comes around, you're introducing them to money,
sure.
Right? So what is it you're telling them about that? So that's something, that's a conversation that I think as adults in the home should really be having with their younger kids, the younger kids there.
That's an important point, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my kids had an uncle who, they still have the uncle, but when they had their piggy banks at their christening, he took a dollar, wrote the date, signed the dollar bill, stuck it in their piggy banks on the day of their christening, which, you know, so now when they're adults and they see those things and two of the three have children, and he's doing the same thing for what are his great nieces. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think it's generational. It's a good point,
yeah,
right? So that was kind of something that he remembers as a child, and he's going to continue that in the next generation. I think that's part of the benefits of the education.
But all I think about as an educator, as a financial educator, I'm thinking, if he deposited that money, do you know how much money he would have made now?
She's always the compounding interest. She's always talking about the compounding interest.
I'm telling you said that.
I'm thinking, that's great. Take a picture, put it up on the wall, and deposit the money. And just write down how much it's worth now.
Yeah, it's a really good point, but I actually feel like when you were talking about the Savings Make Sense program in the school system, that's one thing that I think is kind of getting a little more traction, and is this financial education associated with actual school systems and public school systems, and having some sort of concept of financial education built into their existing education, learn about science and geography and math, all very important. It's interesting how financial literacy is not part of that lesson plan. It really is something that none of us can avoid. It's something that we're all going to have to deal with. Understanding money, understanding how it works, understanding the value of a good credit score like we just spoke about, the best process to go through when buying your first home, all of that is really, really important. And we always talk about getting children ready for kind of that next step in education, right? Getting college ready or university ready or trade school ready. There's a concept of life ready,
yeah,
at some point.
Absolutely.
And money really does... And, you know, fit into that bucket that, you know, life ready is really an important part of the process. Understanding all of the details that we just spoke about, the value of saving, the value of a good credit score, that is education that is important to all of us, regardless of our next step in schooling. So I just wanted to mention that because it's such an important part of the process. As we go through and we teach we assume school is taking care of everything for our young children, there are some items we need to fill in on the back end to make sure they're well-rounded, and financial education is one of them, and that's one of the reasons Bay Coast Bank has this department.
So it's funny that you should mention Life Ready, because we offer the Credit for Life program for our high school students, and the students are just going to imagine themselves being 25 years old. They need to pick a career. They'll have a corresponding salary, and guess what they need to do? They need to know how to budget their money based on what they're selecting. So they can either pick, just for an example, they can pick a two-door car, they can pick a four-door car, they can pick a bicycle. So those are the options. They can pick public transportation, but it's according to whatever their monthly income is, and they have to learn how to budget their money successfully in a simulated
real world environment.
Real world,
right,
it
exactly.
Really is. It's done online, but it's real world, and they need to make sure that they can budget and not overdraw on their checking account.
Yeah, and I like that it highlights the fact that it healthcare costs come in there. It's items that we don't think about as we take for granted, right? We were just talking about your son's insurance for his car after he purchased it. Insurance costs as well. Those are sometimes these things that come pop up as adults that kids and young children don't necessarily consider as far as expenses that are going to be coming out of their income. So, again, just really important lesson plans. Yeah, life lesson plans, really.
I do remember him saying to me when he bought that first car, do you know how expensive insurance is?
Especially for the first car, younger drivers, 100%, right. Baycoast Insurance can help with that. I should have him give him a call, 100%.
So that's interesting you said that, because on one of the Credit for Life schools that we were having, one of the students was actually with a volunteer talking about insurance, and he said, can you make that lower? Can you decrease this amount? Those are the real world questions you want to ask them. Unfortunately, in that simulation, you can't decrease it. It's either one option or another. But yeah, I mean, I think that it's important for them to know that you can certainly ask to see how it is that you can decrease those prices.
Yeah, it's good for the kids to understand that in the real world, you know, if you want to lower your rate, you might have to raise your deductible. Those kinds of things, that there's a give and take in it. And you can balance, because you do have to have your own personal cash flow to be able to pay all your bills.
It's a first real introduction to kind of this concept of paying to live on your own. And understanding what that entails. I've volunteered for Lucy's the programs that Lucy runs at some of these high schools before, and it's just a really great experience. It's a fun experience, and the kids, I genuinely think get a lot out of it. Excuse me.
I would think they would. I mean, it sounds like a great program. It really does sound like a great program. And what about Money Smart? Can you tell me about Money Smart?
So Money Smart's developed by the FDIC, and there's 14 modules that we go out and do workshops on. It's about an hour workshop, and it ranges from, you know, the basics of what type of accounts banks offer, what type of products banks, and the difference between a bank and a credit union, all the way up to home buying. It goes over credit scores, it goes over budgeting, it goes over savings, different types of places to put money. It really is a very comprehensive program that can talk about all different stages of your financing and all of your different stages of where you are in your life. So managing debt is one of them. Helping you rebuild credit is another. You know, so there's a 14 modules complete, and it also goes over cybersecurity and how to try to avoid that.
Yeah, cybersecurity is important.
It's never been more important, really. It's a significant concern for all of our customers. We have, we make an intense effort, you know, on the bank side, on the back side of the house. We have great people working for us on the IT side, and cybersecurity and ensuring that, you know, our customers' accounts are secure is a top priority of the bank, of course.
Yeah, it needs to be. It definitely needs to be. So tell us about some of the industry tours that you guys have with the high school students.
Yes, so this is very interesting, because what we want to do is what happens is the students get bused to our corporate office in Swansea, and we have our industry experts talk to them about their career path and all of the different careers in banking. And we talk about that our career paths aren't always a straight line, and that there's a lot of zigzags. We also talk about what type of education we as the employees have in order, or what they need in order to be in that field. So I think it's great to listen to their stories, because we all have a story, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to ask you, do your career path a straight line?
Absolutely not.
No, they never
and
are.
I don't think, you know, and I think that when you're younger, you think, this is my goal, this is where I'm going to go. And it's not always that. And I always try to say to them, you know what? You just have to be open to the things that are around you, and you never know who is going to be able to change that life or the trajectory of your path, really.
Yeah. My career path started, it was for 20 some odd years, it was a very straight line, going kind of straight up the ladder in the newspaper business. And I got myself to be a publisher for a long time. But then, as many people know, the newspaper business is struggling. My job got regionalized, and I got a phone call from my boss on Monday, said, "Hey, I'm coming in from Minnesota tomorrow." And I told my wife, I said, "I guess my job's done."
Sure.
Because he never came. He came like once a year. And the next day he came in and he said, "Yeah, we're regionalizing your job." So my career path took an immediate sharp left, and I actually came into the chamber business. And you know, sometimes that left turn can be the greatest thing that happens
sure.
to you.
That's
and,
it.
And
yeah.
For me, it really is. I mean, I loved being in the newspaper business, but I really love being in the chamber
sure.
business.
Yeah.
And but it is. You don't know when those curveballs are going to come at you.
Yeah.
And it changes everything, because we had lived in Rhode Island. We had moved to upstate New York. I was still the same company, but we had moved. And then my wife and I said, "Well, okay, so I need to work. If we, you know, where would we be willing to go?" And we said, if we'd go back to, like, you know, the Providence, South Coast, Rhode Island region.
Sure.
And that's where we ended up. And we're
why we're here
fortunate.
Today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're fortunate here in the South Coast to have you.
Yeah,
so
well,
those are
you.
The those exactly. That story there is perfect for what we would talk about. We would talk about how long they've been at the bank, what type of education, and really how they got to their position. Some of them haven't had any experience, and they were hired just simply because someone really believed in them and trained them to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So we were so fortunate, John and I, that we work for Bay Coast Bank, because we were offered all of these different positions, and that we just want the students to know that there's, when you're thinking of banking, you're not just thinking of finance. There's HR, there's IT, there's marketing. There's a whole bunch of jobs that are available for you.
Well, just look at the two of you. You work
yeah,
for
community
bank,
engagement, right?
Bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we get a chance to really be out there in the community, see the great work that Bay Coast Bank does on a regular basis, the great partnerships we have with organizations like yours and many others.
Yeah.
So it really is, you think about banking as finance, but it's really a rewarding experience on the community banking level. Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll take our last break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Education Spotlight with Mike O'Sullivan, CEO of One South Coast Chamber. Presented by Bay Coast Bank, providing exceptional service and solutions for our community. And One South Coast Chamber.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Sullivan with One South Coast Chamber, and I'm joined today on the Education Spotlight by John McMahon and Lucy Ribello, and it's great having you folks. And some of the things we just started to chat about a little bit during the break was the Bay Coast Scholars Program, which is a really great program.
Yeah, an innovative program started by Bay Coast Bank, and I think a brainchild of Nick Crist, as most of these educational initiatives are, as committed as he is to the educational process. It's a scholarship program that we developed in collaboration with BCC and UMass Dartmouth students from Durfee High School and New Bedford High School that were college-bound, college-ready, had some financial restrictions on the actual to get to that next level of education. And Bay Coast Bank worked directly with BCC to get them enrolled in BCC. And once they completed their associate's degree at BCC, they were automatically accepted into the program at UMass Dartmouth to complete their bachelor's degree. And while paying for tuition is a wonderful thing and a charitable thing, a great charitable work that Bay Coast Bank does on a regular basis, as you know, in our community. In addition to that, these students were given positions to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were given positions to work for us that involved moving around from department to department in order to get some real world experience. And we were just talking in the break. As I mentioned, there are three of them that work in the community engagement department or in the departments that make up the community engagement department. And these young students, young professionals, I should say at this point, are amazing talents, really, really hardworking, qualified young professionals that we look forward to adding to our team when and if they decide to stay in banking, if that's up to them. But as they graduate, and the program has just been really insightful to understand that Sometimes that challenge of coming up with tuition dollars can really be the only challenge, not necessarily from any other perspective, but enrollment. And once they're in that program, they succeed and they flourish. And that's exactly what we've seen on our end. This year, we've partnered with two other local community banks in order to accept some scholars going forward on their teams as well. That'll be happening in September. So the program is starting to expand past Bay Coast Bank, which is also, I think, what Nick was hoping for, that this would be something that is more kind of community organized versus Bay Coast Bank organized. And based on the conversations I've had with those other two institutions, I assured them that they will most likely be extremely thrilled with the young professionals that they get in this program. So couldn't be happier to see these kids succeed and see how they're getting real world on the job training. So when they do graduate from college, they literally will hit the road running. So, yeah,
exciting. I was at a meeting earlier this week where Jim Wallace from Bay Coast was there, and he was talking about the program, but one of the professors from Bristol was there, an accounting professor who knows all the kids in the cohort, and he said to Jim Wallace, "You're not just getting good, you don't just have great students, you have great people."
I think it's a great way to say it, yeah.
It really was. It was, yeah. And he knows the kids, and he said, these kids, so they're so competitive, but they help each other, but they compete.
You know that a lot of the experience we have professionally does require teamwork. Yeah. It's not necessarily just how smart or how hardworking you are, but it does require you to work with others, be interactive, collaborate, compromise at times when priorities don't match up. But of course, just really exciting real-world experience. They're sitting in some of these meetings where we're having management-level discussions, and they're getting to absorb it all and really just kind of improve from not only an educational perspective, but from a professional kind of perspective. So it's great to see. Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for these young adults to really participate in things that others wouldn't be able to participate. So it's wonderful that, you know, Bay Coast Bank is offering them this for them, and they're excelling. They're
really
doing phenomenal.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm a firm believer in anything that can get the kids their, experience. So that being said, do you want to tell us a little bit about the internship program?
Well, I think on a regular basis, Bay Coast Bank is open and willing and able to take interns. And again, it really is a philosophical commitment to allow some of these young college students to come into our organization and intern during their summer break, help out and genuinely help out and contribute onto in projects and initiatives that we have going on at the bank and really get some of that real world experience, get a resume builder that they can refer back to when they're looking for the next job and they're graduating, but also an opportunity for them to perform and excel and maybe get their foot in the door for their first position after they graduate. And again, it does take a commitment from the organization. I think you can't necessarily have an intern come in and put them in the corner. It really does take some commitment from the organization to keep them involved, to get them involved, to have some really quality projects and initiatives that they can work on in order to build their skills and get something out of it. And of course, Bay Coast gets something out of it as well. We get some young professionals that are really adding value to the organization. So it's just a really great program, and I've never worked for an organization that is so open to having folks come in on a regular basis and work in random departments at the bank. So again, just probably a philosophical approach from Nick and Bay Coast Bank, exactly.
More and more companies are learning that, though. They're learning that they need to think out of the box. They need to find ways to get kids started earlier, because in creating internships and figuring out where the best students can come for different type businesses, that's becoming a challenge, a much greater challenge in general through, for all chamber members. We hear that more and more and more the last couple of years. And with the Education Committee, the Career Connections is definitely moving up the ladder to be one of the priorities.
Yeah, makes sense.
And it does make a lot of sense. So we're just about done. So thank you so much, Lucy, and thank you so much, John, and obviously great thanks to Bay Coast Bank.
Now, if they need any, if anybody has any questions on financial literacy, I'm just going to direct you to the baycoast.bank website. We do offer, the website is offered in Spanish and Portuguese, and for them to just do search financial education, and they can find all of those modules.
Exactly, and as mentioned, I'll mention it one more time. Educators, executives of local nonprofit organizations, social service organizations, please reach out to Bay Coast Bank, to Lucy in the Financial Literacy Department, and see how we can help make your existing program just that much more impactful.
We're your only local news radio. FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR, Fall River.